need making a difference, all of us, here together on WNRN.
These music boxes are so rare, and they've only found 12 to still exist, and this is one of the 12.
Buddy and Peggy Parker are giving me a tour of the Virginia Musical Museum and Music Hall of Fame in Williamsburg. Nestled in the back of their piano store, the museum traces the lineage of recorded music through collected artifacts, from Nickelodeons and organs to the first voice recording by Thomas Edison.
That's the first talking doll, Edison. But the real problem was it would scare kids at the time. They weren't used to talking toys.
The couple got their start buying and selling used pianos. They collected other rarities they'd find along the way, and in 2013, decided to put their treasures on display for the public to enjoy.
This is gold-plated, and it's got the name of his band and his name on it.
Buddy is showing me one of Ralph Stanley's guitars. This section of the museum features memorabilia and displays on Virginia musicians, highlighting the impact that Virginians have made on all genres of music. There's Ella Fitzgerald, Pharrell Williams, and more. We move on to Patsy Cline.
Patsy made this scarf herself. This is a letter from her mom.
The Parkers have been collecting for nearly 50 years, and they aren't done yet. They're in the process of constructing a new wing in the museum.
Here together, learn more about this and other organizations making a difference in our communities at WNRN.org.